This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Rob Dew, because we really want to expand this coverage of the terror watch list and what is really, you should be concerned about this, folks. This is a very, very dangerous thing. We're going to break that down for you. We're going to talk about all the kids that are being put on the terror watch list, as well as the other abuses that are possible with this secret process. But we were talking in the last segment about Leon Panetta. And he's attacking Trump, and he's coming out and saying, well, he's not only accusing the President of the United States of treason and collaborating with the enemy, but what he's saying about restricting Muslims is going to get them mad and they're going to attack us. And we've heard that before, haven't we? You know, I mean, do we really want to bring people into this country? Is that an argument for bringing people in this country saying, you know what, if we don't kowtow to them, they're going to get violent with us? It's like, well, then maybe what we ought to do is just leave them where they are. We have always helped people in the past when there's been a natural disaster in their country. Now, our foreign aid doesn't really work too well. Most of the time it gets sucked up by the dictators in these countries. They wind up taking the food from the people's mouths, but they do that anyway. And we really cannot bring people from all over the world into the United States without any background checks. I mean, all these people who are screaming about gun control, saying, background checks, background checks. The guy who was a shooter in Orlando had been vetted by the world's largest private security company. He had worked for them for 8 years. He had been vetted by the state of Florida, had a statewide firearms license and many other issues. He had been investigated 3 times by the FBI. He had been on the terror watch list. And they hadn't done anything about that. His company worked for Homeland Security. So you got Homeland Security, the FBI, the state government of Florida, as well as the world's largest private security firm. Nobody saw anything in his background to stop it. Are we vetting people who are coming into this country that carefully, that closely? Of course not. We don't know a fraction about them that we do about him. And if there's refugees, wouldn't you think it'd be fairly evenly distributed between men, women, and children? Wouldn't it be distributed between all different kinds of ages? Why is it that we're only getting as refugees young men in their 20s and 30s who you would think would be fighting the people who are destroying their country instead of running out, okay? At the very least, they're shoving everybody aside and jumping on the lifeboats themselves. Those are the people we're bringing in into this country. Where are the background checks for them? Where's the watch list for them? No. All the controls are for you, Americans. We've been told by Jay Johnson, Homeland Security, yes, this is a national security issue. Gun control is now going to become a national security issue, and we're really more concerned about those right-wingers than we are Islamic extremists. Of course they are. We've pointed that out a long time. So you've got Leon Panetta saying that Donald Trump is triggering people. Okay, now we'll talk about triggering in a minute, but let's play. I want to introduce, who is this guy? Who is this former CIA? Who is this former Secretary of Defense? Here's an exchange between Jeff Sessions and Leon Panetta a few years ago.
We're working with an international coalition, and we're working with NATO.
Jeff Sessions.
We want to be able to get appropriate permissions in order to be able to do that.
You'd ask him, what's the basis on which you're going to send people to war?
All countries would want to have some kind of legal basis on which to act.
What legal basis are you looking for? What entity?
To go to war.
Well, obviously, if NATO made the decision to go in, that would be one. If we developed an international coalition beyond NATO, then obviously some kind of UN security resolution would be the basis
for
that.
So you're saying NATO would give you a legal basis? And
this is Jeff Sessions.
Coalition of
this
nations.
Is the guy who's been advising Donald
provide
Trump.
Provide a legal basis.
He can't believe what he's hearing.
If we were able to put together a coalition, were able to move together, then obviously we would seek whatever legal basis we would need in order to make that justified. I mean, we can't just pull them all together in a combat
so
operation.
So you need the support of NATO and the UN to go to war, not Congress.
Who are you asking for the legal basis from?
If it's obviously if the UN passed a security resolution as it did in Libya, we would do that.
And they just keep going back and forth. And finally, Senator Sessions says, I can't believe what I'm hearing. You're a congressman. You know what the Constitution says?
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 17th, 2016. I want to finish that clip that we were playing in the last segment of Senator Sessions and Leon Panetta talking about what is the basis for war anymore. Do you have a constitution? Well, according to Leon Panetta, no. And Senator Sessions cannot believe his ears. I mean, even with all the years that he's spent in Washington, he can't believe it. And I want to play that because this is a guy, Leon Panetta, who is out there saying, well, you know, Donald Trump is going to trigger Muslims. He is recruiting people for ISIS because he's saying we're going to vet people coming into the country. And at the same time, these same people are saying we got to have more background checks. We got to have more watch lists for people, for Americans, not for the people coming from the countries that we are currently bombing. No, the bombs and the assassinations and the wars that we start in their countries, that doesn't trigger them at all. No, what triggers them is saying, we're going to investigate your background before you come in or you're not going to come in. That triggers them. That triggers them. We should be aware of that. We should be scared of them doing that. It's Donald Trump's fault, okay? Before we get back to that clip, I just want to let you know we've got a couple of specials. We've got the Alexa Pure Water Filter special, which is still going on. It's going to be for a limited time only. So look at that now while it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off all the Alexa Pure Water Filters. That's from everything from the super high-quality gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System all the way down to the smaller shower filters. All of these items are 20% off. Now is the time to stock up. Get the lowest prices. The Alexa Pure filtration system removes up to 99.9999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. So whether you're on a well or whether you are on a city water supply, this is an excellent filter to have. And again, 20% off everything from the biggest systems down to the shower filters that will filter out the chlorine that's coming through your urban water supply. Going back to this clip. I want to go back and play a little bit of this. Maybe you might want to back this up a little bit. This is a back and forth. You've got Senator Sessions asking, now this guy, Leon Panetta, he has been a congressman. Then he became Secretary of Defense. Then he became CIA director. I think that was the order. I think that's the last thing he did was CIA director. Under Obama from 2009 to 2011, says the article on InfoWars. But this is when he was Secretary of Defense. And we had Senator Sessions saying to him, under what conditions would you go to war? And he starts talking about how they're going to get approval, try to get a coalition together at the UN or with NATO or whatever. And he goes, yeah, but who are you going to ask permission? He's kind of leading him along. And let's go back to that clip.
Asking for the legal basis from.
If it's obviously if the UN passed a security resolution as it did in Libya, we would do that. If NATO came together as we did in Bosnia, we would rely on that. So, you know, we have options here if we want to build the kind of international approach to dealing with the situation.
Well, I'm for all for having an international support, but I'm really baffled.
That's all really nice, but
that somehow an international assembly provides a legal basis for the United States military to be deployed in combat. I don't believe it's close to being correct. They provide no legal authority. The only legal authority that's required to deploy the United States military is the Congress and the President and the law and the Constitution.
Jeff Sessions for Vice President. This guy believes the Constitution. He's absolutely incredulous with Leon Panetta at one point. We let this go on. He goes, I can't believe what I'm hearing, because they go back and forth. And Leon Panetta, after he lectures him on the Constitution, Leon Panetta says, yeah, we would let the Congress know, but we're not going to go to them for authority. We will go to a foreign body for authority, or we'll make the determination on our own. But we're not going to go to Congress for a declaration of war. We're not going to do that. And Senator Sessions says, I can't believe this. You were a congressman. You know what the Constitution says. You swore an oath to the Constitution. Senator Sessions takes this very seriously. He takes his oath of office seriously. He takes the oath of the Constitution seriously. This is the only, that senator, Senator Sessions, who challenged this practice that has been a bipartisan practice of we'll do whatever we want anywhere in the world. We'll go to war with anybody. We won't ask the representatives of the American people according to the Constitution to get a declaration of war. He takes it seriously, and he was the only person when they finally made these private trade treaties, the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic treaties, when they finally made them available to our elected representatives, Senator Sessions was the only one who went down and read them. And he was amazed. He was just as appalled as he was with this clip where you saw him going back and forth with this globalist shill, Leon Panetta, CIA director, Secretary of Defense. And he said he put together a presentation for his fellow senators and said, look at what we're about to pass. Look at this thing that we're throwing away the procedure to ratify a treaty. The procedure to ratify a treaty is 2/3 of the Senate. We're saying we're not going to do that. We're going to have a trade promotion authority that we're going to do. It's just a simple majority because they didn't have a 2/3 majority of the Senate to support this. So they said, well, okay, we don't have the vote, so let's just invent some new process that doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution. We'll call it the TPA, and we'll say senators can't have a filibuster, senators and the House can't offer any amendments to it. You know, we'll let the House vote on it, too, but it'll just be a simple majority. Nobody can offer any amendments. Nobody can have any filibusters. And they're going to have to vote on it with just 20 hours of talking about it. And you're not going to be able to block it from coming up to a vote in either the House or the Senate. So they just greased this whole thing through. And he said, look, understand, there's a lot of problems with this. He laid out the problems. And he said, the biggest problem is once you pass this agreement, it becomes a living document. You have no control over what happens to the trade in your country anymore after that. They're going to have this international commission that will sit there and make determinations as to which industries and which countries will be rewarded, which industries and which countries will be punished. This will be made in determination by unelected people at an international council. That's what Senator Sessions was telling him. Senator Sessions has been telling this to Donald Trump since last August. He started educating him about the TPP. And now his former chief of staff is now the foreign policy chief of staff for Donald Trump. I hope that Donald Trump picks somebody that is a principled, constitutional, conservative like Senator Jeff Sessions. Let's hope that that happens. Now, what is really happening with this? I mean, is it really Donald Trump's fault that ISIS is getting upset? Or is our president really giving them the weapons? Of course, our president's giving them the weapons. As I pointed out, we've documented this many times, but let's just step back for a moment and let's look at the history of what's happened in Afghanistan and Iraq with those wars. The Free Thought Project says, in spite of trillions wasted, thousands dead, there are now more Taliban in Afghanistan than there were before 2001. More than 2,300 of our troops are dead. Tens of thousands more mangled and traumatized. More than 11,000 innocent women and children turned into casualties. Tens of thousands of other lives ruined, permanently ended. And there's nothing to show for it. There are more Taliban controlling the region now than before Bush's assault on the country 15 years ago. Aside from the countless ruined lives, the cost of the war has reached astronomical cash proportions. Mountains of debt for us, for our children, for our great-grandchildren. The Congressional Research Service has pointed out that the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have cost U.S. taxpayers $1.6 trillion. What other things could we have bought with that other than massive death? However, according to the report from Time magazine last year, that number is a gross underestimate. They say a truer measure of the war's total cost would be between $4 and $5 trillion, because what they do is they factor in things like long-term medical care and disability compensation for service members, veterans, their families, military replenishment, social and economic costs. Oh, see, that military replenishment, that's when the military-industrial complex gets to sell more bombs to us after we've used those bombs. See, that's replenishment. That's why they make so much money out of these wars. They say occupying a foreign country creates enemies, you think? Yeah. That's what creates enemies. It isn't by saying we're going to restrict immigration from a country and all of a sudden they're going to attack us for that. No. They attack us because we are killing them. And it's not having any results. Nation building is a failed strategy from the beginning. We can't force democracy and self-government on people that don't want it, don't understand it. They have a system closely tied to their religion of totalitarianism. It's called Sharia law. Look at it. And what they point out here, this is a great headline, they were planting a garden in which a million bin Ladens would later bloom. Think about that. Our policy throughout the Middle East has been planting a garden where a million bin Ladens would later bloom. Bin Laden being the establishment metaphor, meme for terrorism, okay? But it's real. There is real terrorism. And not only did they create the garden to let terrorism bloom, but they are now importing the fruits of that war into our country. That anger, that frustration, that hatred. And it will only build and get worse with the second generation. That is what we're seeing everywhere. We saw that in France. We saw that with the shooting in Orlando. It is the second generation that is always worse. It's the second generation that doesn't even understand what they escaped from, is looking for an identity, is angry at America because they've been propagandized by the American educational system that is teaching everyone to hate the principles of America, to hate the people who founded this country, to hate people based on their race, hate white people, hate males, hate all of this. Find your identity and wherever it was that your parents came from and attack the roots of America. That's what our foreign policy is about. That's what our immigration policy is about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to have Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo join me. We're going to be talking about the watch list and other issues about gun control. I guess we'll have the team of Dew and McAdoo coming in here. So let me start this off by catching you up on current events. We had yesterday the end of a filibuster by Democrats to try to bring to the table legislation that would tie these secret watch lists to gun control. It would be a basically a no-buy list for people who were put on this watch list. Now, is this going to pass? Well, NPR says they think that it's unlikely. They're going to vote on four gun control measures Monday evening. NPR doesn't think any of those are going to go through. We got an article from Kurt Nimmo at Infowars.com. Passage of Democrat gun bill violating our due process is unlikely in the Senate. He says it's uncertain if Feinstein's bill and competing legislation sponsored by Senator John Cornyn of Texas will receive the 60 votes required unless a deal is reached. Feinstein's legislation would permit the federal government to deny individuals on a secret terrorist watch list the right to exercise the Second Amendment if authorities decide there's a reasonable belief that the weapon could be used in connection with terrorism. Cornyn said negotiations in the Senate failed because Feinstein thought due process of law and the Constitution were not necessary. So Cornyn's version of legislation would keep constitutional protections in place. It would allow the government to put a gun purchase on hold for 72 hours. Prosecutors would then be able to convince a judge that there was probable cause in order to permanently block a sale. So what's happening with this is there's a lot of pressure. We've got people like Piers Morgan coming after Donald Trump and doing an editorial immediately after the shooting saying, come on, Donald, come on, NRA. It's time you guys gave up some of your freedoms. We have to do something about this shooting. And they're listening. The NRA and Donald Trump have tweeted out that they're going to talk about doing something in the interest of national security about this terrorist watch list. And that should concern us all. Because what we're seeing now is a movement by both the left and the right to enact new gun control laws. This effort that we have here by John Cornyn with all of the bluster about how we're going to have due process and everything, the process is a bunch of nonsense. Because quite frankly, if somebody is on a terror watch list, we should be asking what that is. I want to go back to an article here that goes back to December of this last December, December 2015. The LA Times, not exactly a Second Amendment publication, folks. These are people who don't like the Second Amendment. They say, should people on the no-fly list be able to buy guns? They said, yes. Because you know what? If you don't do that, you're going to be punishing people before you give them due process. You know, you have a secret list that you're creating, and then you're going to, on the basis of that secret list, you're going to punish people. They say, it seems simple enough. If the federal government, based on intelligence or on policing, puts a person on its watch list of suspected terrorists or decrees that he or she is too dangerous to be allowed on an airplane, then surely it would also be foolish to let that person buy a firearm in the U.S. It makes sense, doesn't it? Because that's the argument we've heard over and over again from Imam Obama. He says that was a thrust of a proposed law by Senator Dianne Feinstein that her Senate colleagues rejected last week. The idea was resuscitated by Imam Obama in his Oval Office address on that Sunday evening. He said, what could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? They said the problem is the people on the no-fly list, as well as the people who are on the broader terror watch list from which it's drawn, have not been convicted of doing anything wrong. See, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. The punishment precedes the crime. We are combining the worst aspects of our most dystopian science fiction all together here in one place. We've got elements of George Orwell. We've got elements of Franz Kafka. We've got elements of Philip K. Dick and his Minority Report, pre-crime. All these things are being brought together in a hellish tyranny that's going to be controlled by a government that watches and controls your every move. Don't think that they're not going to use these watch lists to deny you complete movement in this country. The TSA is the Transportation Administration, okay? Not the Airport Administration. Security, safety, whatever the S stands for. I could care less. It's a total lie. It's a total fraud. They're not providing security or safety for anybody. And it is about transportation. And they're going to be taking control of the automobiles, everything, in the next few years with technology. So they're going to be able to shut you down completely, not just control whether or not you get firearms. We have to be focused on the watch list. We have to watch the watchers. Why are they putting people on this list? How do you get on it? How do you get off? Where's the due process? Where is the Constitution? When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dew and McAdoo, and we're going to talk about these watch lists. We're watching. Stay with us. Watch us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me right now are Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about these super secret watch lists and what you should be afraid of. Before we get to that discussion, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWars.com. We have 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes everything from our large systems, the super high-quality gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system, all the way down to the shower filters. All of the Alexa Pure water filter products are 20% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a new special, the Tim Kennedy special, and that's 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. Why those three products? Well, those are three products that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training. He trains like a top flight professional athlete, because with just UFC, he is a top flight professional athlete, but of course he's also in special forces. He said that these products he felt were especially helpful. He's talked to Alex about that. We've got hundreds of five-star reviews on those products, and again, you can get Tim Kennedy's preferences right there, his favorite products, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12, 15% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, Rob and Leanne, I got to say, just real quickly before we get back into the watch list stuff, are you aware that the Senate has now approved women having to register for the draft? So now women have equality in slavery.
Wow.
That's part of the NDAA.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. It hasn't become law yet because it still has to go to the House. The House has previously rejected women as slaves. And and so now they're going to go back and revisit that issue. But again, I just have to say, my parents' generation, nobody had to hold a gun to anybody's head to get them to join the fight after Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. If you've got a justified war, if your country has been attacked or whatever, and I understand the basis of Pearl Harbor. I know that FDR had people step down. I know that to that degree, what was going on. Nevertheless, people who were there, they understood. At that point, they were in it. They were in a fight for their lives, just like we're seeing with the war on terror. You create this situation, and then, you know, once the shooting starts, you know, you got to pick up a gun. And
or once you have the false flag.
Once you have the false flag, yeah.
With 9/11, yeah. You know, people can say what they want about it. There's something fishy going on there. But that caused a lot of people, Joe Biggs included, who saw that and said, you know, I want to go fight. And who was the football player? The Arizona Cardinal. Who ended up getting killed after he decided, he's like, wait, I'm fighting for the wrong people and for the wrong reasons.
That's right.
And we're running drugs. I forget his name. Pat Tillman.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm watching Game of Thrones right now, and it's just the same thing over and over and over again, except for back then they could just say, give us all your men in the village and they're going to go fight our war for us. It's the same thing here, but now they have to find new ways to convince people to go and fight their wars.
That's right. If you've got a clear cause, if it's justified, or even if you've got a good backstory with a false flag, you don't need a draft. But, you know, what we should be afraid of, is the fact that they are so anxious to
start a war with Russia.
Start a war. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys do some computer stuff, and they tell us that it's from Russia. We don't know that it's from Russia. I mean, most of the Aaron Swartz.
Could be a paid Russian hacker who's really a CIA double agent. You know, it could be any number of things.
That's right.
And that's not even a violent act, although, you know, it leaves too much open ground to start. The only way to finish it is an all-out war, and that's something I don't think 90% of the people want.
Nobody wants, but they're really gearing us up for it.
And no real control over it either. If they're just going to tell us, yeah, you know, there was this cyber attack, and so now we're going to have a physical war. Let's start World War III because there was a cyber attack here. Let's get to the watch list, because this is very key. You know, this is the LA Times that I was reading from, talking about how the problem is, how do you get on the no-fly list? I mean, we're operating from the assumption here, the NRA, let me read you what the NRA is saying here. The NRA statement on terror watch lists, and this is from their legal organization, the Institute for Legislative Action. So this is the NRA, ILA. They say the NRA believes terrorists should not be allowed to purchase or possess firearms, period. Well, who's going to disagree with that? Question is, who is a terrorist? Who gets to define what a terrorist is? And they say, anyone on a terror watch list who tries to buy a gun should be thoroughly investigated by the FBI, and the sale should be delayed while the investigation is ongoing. And that's the legislation that's being offered by Texas Senator Cornyn in opposition to Dianne Feinstein, which would just basically say, well, as long as, whatever, we're just going to use it to do gun control. The NRA continues and says, if an investigation uncovers evidence of terrorist activity or involvement, the government should be allowed to immediately go to court, block the sale, and arrest the terrorist. And look at this, and it's like, wait a minute.
And arrest the terrorist.
They've got a lot of
He's
steps.
He's already a terrorist.
There's a lot of steps in due process that they left out here.
Yeah.
And the steps that they've got are in the wrong order. The punishment doesn't come first. And you don't become a terrorist because somebody accuses you secretly and puts you on a secret watch list that you don't know anything about. We've had people like Ted Kennedy put on a terror watch list and told that he was not able to fly. Turned out it was a T. Kennedy. And it took
Nelson Mandela.
It took Senator Kennedy 3 weeks to get his name cleared. Now, in that particular case, I would say maybe it was justified.
It was.
I would say that because politically I don't agree with him. And that's what this is going to become. It's going to become an instrument of political oppression. Okay? Not that I would do that to somebody because I disagree with them politically. I was joking about that, but that's precisely what they will do. We've been told this is about domestic right-wing extremists more than it is about Islamic terrorists. How many times do they have to tell us that? And we were told that again this week by Jay Johnson, Homeland Security.
And Art Acevedo.
Yeah, Art Acevedo, He's like, hey, let me remind
you guys.
Yeah, yeah, they're at a meeting, and our police chief here, you know, have this meeting, and he's like a little Mr. Brownnoser. Oh, let me remind you, Mr.
The
Johnson.
Real problem here.
Yeah, we know who the real people are that we're after.
Shift the narrative back around. Well, it's just like the leaked DNC talking points that we are seeing with showing all the Trump opposition and how they have a timeline for the talking points they're going to use to take out Trump. Well, this is sort of the same thing, because they saw this as their opportunity for the no fly, no buy, and they're really rolling that out as the talking point, even though it would not have stopped this terror attack. It has nothing to do with what happened in Orlando.
In fact, one of the gun shops he went to get bulk ammunition and body armor, level 3 body armor, they notified the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
They did what they were supposed to do. They said, this seems fishy. Hey, red flag, red flag, red flag. And what happened? FBI obviously did nothing. They sat on it for one reason or another. I don't know. Either they're incompetent or they did it on purpose. I don't know.
You have a worker, fellow worker with him, that alerted the world's largest private security firm and said, hey, this guy's making all kinds of hateful remarks about all these different groups of people. He wants to kill everybody. Oh, you know, we're not going to do anything because he's a Muslim. It would be politically incorrect to do it. Mm-hmm. So the private security firm, the state government, the federal government, Homeland Security, all these people have had this guy in their crosshairs for the longest period of time and let him go.
But, David, now they're going to fix it. Now they can fix it if they could just get the guns. Your guns, my guns, and your guns, and everybody who's not a government official, if they can get their guns, it'll solve the problem.
But see, the thing is, we have to be worried about, it's not gun control, but it's border patrol. If a terrorist comes into the country, or if we import them by the tens of thousands like Imam Obama is doing, okay, you're going to have situation. Yeah, you're going to have a situation. Yeah, that's the headline on Drudge today.
Yep.
We got this Middle Eastern lady that was apprehended at the border that had a pipeline plans. Okay, so if you're a terrorist and you come into this country, do you really want a semi-automatic rifle, or would you rather have a nuclear weapon, a biological weapon, a chemical weapon, or maybe just blow up our infrastructure, the gas infrastructure? I mean, if you let, the problem is somebody who wants to create a crime like that. It isn't the weapon, okay? And that's not going to be the most lethal weapon that they get.
And she was someone on the refugee program.
Yeah.
One apprehended.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, these are people that need our help, and we're aiding them in
helping to destroy
this country.
So I did a quick look. I put children on no-fly list, and it brought up hundreds of articles. I just printed out a few. The first one from the Associated Press. Back in 2006, four-year-old turns up on no-fly list. So this is a four-year-old, okay? Then here's Mikey, who they just had on there. Mikey's the Boy Scout, Mikey Hicks. Back in 2010, the U.S. had him on the watch list, the terror watch list, no-fly list. Then we've got... here's an 18-month-old baby yanked from airplane for being on no-fly list.
18-month-old baby. Airplane.
Like, there's no logic being based
Look
on what they're doing.
Look at that face. It's little terror.
That,
yeah.
Grab that pacifier. Yeah. Take that right out of her mouth, yeah.
TSA detains 5-year-old because his name was on the no-fly list.
So these are these bumbling fools that they're like, well, I don't know, 5-year-old, your name's on the list.
Exactly. And then in 2014, an Oregon judge said, we got to stop this no-fly list. This is ridiculous. And it was a you know, 14 plaintiffs came forward and said, look, you know, we don't know how we get on. We don't know how we get off. He tried to stop it. But here, still 2016, Canadian 6-year-old, still on no-fly list despite government's help. And I did find out how you get on the no-fly list. Check out this criteria. Okay, they don't want to base it. They say they don't base it on anything that includes freedom of speech or exercise of religion or peaceful assembly. But that can be superseded, such as if the individual expresses sympathy toward a group the U.S. government considers to be a terrorist organization, or a student of a school or university that employs professors or other staff who are known to espouse ideologies and beliefs the U.S. deems radical.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how you get radical. On the list. Anything radical that
the U.S. deems.
And just understand that all across Europe, anybody who opposes the European Union, who opposes the open borders, They're all called radical extremists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all you have to do is just be politically opposed to open borders and the destruction of your sovereignty in your country, and you're immediately an enemy of the state, an enemy of the globalist state. And that's what really should concern us. You know, we've got here's an article. 9 out of 10 people on the terror watch list who sought guns were approved in 2015, says CNN. Oh, you think that might be a problem? Well, no, actually, the FBI says, no, there's a reason for that. And it was just, the FBI was just overridden by the Department of Justice. They said, we don't want to have the no-fly list be used as a gun ban. The FBI said that. Why would they say that? Well, they said, we're doing an investigation with these people, and we've got them on this list, and we don't want to alert them if we're actually doing an investigation to see if this person is a terrorist. If they go in and try to buy a gun, as it is right now, we get notified, but we don't block the gun sale because we want to do part of our investigation. You're going to tip them off. So the Obama Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, has now overruled the FBI director because he's under her and said, no, we're going to do it. Giving no explanation as to
That's why exactly what they did with the underwear bomber. They were notified by his father and other people that this guy was being radicalized. He was given a bomb, incidentally, that didn't work on purpose. And then Under Secretary of State Patrick Kennedy testified before Congress that they did not block his travel visa because they wanted to see who he was working with.
Mm-hmm.
And then this incident happens, and they go, oh, body scanners.
Oh,
we just happen to have him here.
Perfect solution for
that. Here's the former DHS head who happens to run the company that sells body scanners. It's so amazing.
Convenient.
It always happens, they say. We've been watching this guy for a long time. You hear that every time. You heard it in France. You heard it everywhere. This was a known wolf, not a lone wolf but a known wolf. They do that constantly. But if it was a legitimate investigation, I mean, this is not even... What he's saying is, besides the Constitution, besides the principles of the Constitution, you don't even have a good pragmatic reason for doing this. Because if we're doing legitimate investigations of people who are terrorists, who are criminals, who are plotting something, we don't want to alert them. So even the people who buy this official government narrative should look at this and say, this doesn't make any sense from a pragmatic standpoint. Forget the Constitution. It just doesn't make any good sense from an investigation. But we know it's been used over and over again to allow these episodes to go forward because it fits their political agenda.
Right. And if everyone's asking, well, the FBI knew about this guy, why didn't they do anything the many countless times? Is this why? Because they were wanting to see who he was talking to, where he was going, and then, you know, maybe he just acted a little too quickly for them to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they
mm-hmm.
pulled him off those lists a couple years ago. Yeah. But they also include dead people on the no-fly list. Maybe Omar is now on the no-fly list
now
that he's dead.
Retroactively on the
and,
no-fly list.
Because they do that in case people try to use assumed names. So dead people, children, anybody. And then we interview back in 2012. Wade Hicks, who was flying around.
First stories I covered.
Yeah, he was flying around, and a 34-year-old Mississippi resident was going to visit his wife, who was a Navy lieutenant stationed in Okinawa. And on his way back, he got he was basically stopped in Hawaii, and he couldn't.
He was on his way there.
He was on his way there.
He never got to see her.
Oh, never got
they
to
detained
see her.
Him in Hawaii. I mean, you get into Hawaii, and they put you on a no-fly list. He flew there on a military plane. And then they transferred the planes, and he's going to go the second leg going to Japan. And they come on the plane as it's about to take off and say, you, come with us.
Yeah, very
Took
dramatic.
Him off, said, you're on a no-fly list. You can't. It was like, what's going on? This guy had been vetted by the TSA. He had all kinds of licenses and privileges from them. He had been vetted for firearms and all these other types of things. No explanation given to him. And, of course, they pull you off in Hawaii. You're stuck if you can't fly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, how am I going to get out of here? Am I going to catch a slow freighter out of here or whatever?
Yeah.
But they kept him there for a couple of weeks. He never got to see his wife. Eventually, because it became a big issue, we covered it. The military stepped down, and they put him out. But here's the deal. They would never tell him why he was on the list. They would never tell him how he could get off the list or whether he was still on the list.
Was still on it. And we have that video right now, so you can actually hear from his mouth. Back in 2012, you know, what this guy had to go through was from our old studio. This is David Knight, vintage David Knight from 2012. So let's roll that video.
And if you're in that type of situation, you have to keep your head screwed on straight. Don't get emotional and just do whatever you know or what you think is the best thing to do. And for me, it was going to the media, going to my friends, because those were really the only people that were going to be able to help me. The government wasn't going to do anything to help me. They were just doing their whole bureaucratic nightmare stuff. So I could have been there 3 months had I not been as proactive as I was trying to get this story out.
That's right. And they still, to this day, have not given you any information as to why you were put on the list or what your current status is, whether you're on the list or whether you're off of the list.
Right? No, they've never, I've asked for it in writing. They've never given me anything in writing to say that I was on the list. They never gave me anything that says I was off the list. And it completely throws everything we know about the Constitution and due process out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very dangerous situation, not just for you, but for everybody. Because when the government can secretly accuse somebody of something, you still have no idea what they thought was wrong.
Okay, and the rest of that, when you come, if you want to go to the Alex Jones channel, you can look that up. This is an interesting quote from Lindsey Graham, our favorite senator here. We got a lot of favorites.
Who just went to Bilderberg. Just went to Bilderberg.
That's right, at Bilderberg.
Confirmed fighting at the airport.
So here's what Lindsey Graham says. He says, the only way you should get off the list is if they no longer believe you're a threat. It should have nothing to do with not being able to prove a crime.
Wow.
Nothing to do with not being able to prove a crime. In other words, as he said before, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. And we don't have to prove that you're not doing a crime, or however that works, all these double negatives. I'm confused, Lindsey. How does this work?
Yeah.
It's just pure, I mean, this is tyranny. This is something we should all be very concerned about, because it's all done in secret.
And this is one of those problems that's not right out in the open. So unless it's affecting you, most people probably won't even care about this no-fly list, because they're not being affected by it.
Right.
But it's going to be a no-dry list.
They're conflating the no-fly list with the terror watch list. So people that don't really understand the difference between the two are just automatically assuming it means you're a terrorist. And not understanding that children are being put on this list.
Mm-hmm. And you're being, sequestered by people like TSA agents who really have no idea what the law is anyway and could care less. I had them when I was going to Dresden. They were saying, telling me that the reason we have these body scanners for the underwear bomber. I'm like, look, it's all fake, man. It's all fake. It's all theater. I don't know what more to tell you.
Expose that, yeah.
It's totally ridiculous, but they don't stop.
Yeah. All right, I'm David Knight. We're going to be right back with Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo. There is much more to talk about with this. They say, we're not charging you with a crime, so don't get you due process. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Rob Dew and Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking about the watch list. Watch out, because you may be on that list. You wouldn't know if they put you on the list, because they do it in secret. You know, remember the Constitution? Remember the Sixth Amendment? It says you will be given the opportunity to confront your accusers. You'll be able to have a public and speedy trial where you'll get a trial by jury. You'll have a right to a defense attorney, so forth and so on. Why did they do that? Well, they did that, as you all know, because there was a star chamber in England where people, they would meet secretly and they would indict people. And
whisked away in the night.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. You disappear in the night. So now we are bringing this back. This is the hallmark of tyranny. This is pre-crime. This is Franz Kafka's bureaucracy where you can't get an answer. It's like, wait a minute, you can't do this or that. Well, I'm on a list? What list? How did I get on the list? What am I charged with? How do I get off the list? I don't know. That's the Kafka aspect of it. It is outright tyranny. Mm-hmm. And I think really the roots of this, if we want to know where this is coming from, it goes back to the war on drugs. It goes on to civil asset forfeiture. Because what they're saying to you is that they don't have to give you due process because they're only putting you on a watch list. And then they're using that watch list to give you punishments. They're saying, we haven't convicted you of a crime. We're not accusing you of any crime. We're just putting you on a list.
We haven't put you in jail yet.
Yeah, exactly.
You just can't fly. You can't get a job.
Yeah, you haven't been accused of a crime. And they've used the same legal fiction throughout the war on drugs to say, we're going to take your property. We're not going to charge you with anything. We're just going to take your plane or your house or your car because we think that your plane or your house or your car was possibly tangentially involved in this crime. We're not going to charge you with anything, and it's not a criminal action. It's a civil action, and we're just going to call it a forfeiture, not a taking. We're not going to say it's a fine, a penalty. It's a forfeiture. You wanted to forfeiture that, right? And it's a civil action, so that means that if you want to clear your, if you want to get your property back, you have to sue them. They're not going to provide you with a lawyer. You'll have to provide the capital to sue them. To get your property back that they
have
stolen.
Have unlimited money, which is your money, to fight that.
That makes me so angry.
And they usually win.
Interestingly enough, we just had a case come up here in the state of Texas, June 10th. We had the Supreme Court here in Texas say, no, illegal searches are okay and can be used for asset forfeiture cases. So an illegal search would throw them out of a criminal conviction, but they could do an illegal search and still take your property, like this car. They said, no, I think that it would punish the law enforcement too much. We already punish law enforcement by not letting them get a conviction. This is what the Supreme Court here in Texas said. We're already punishing law enforcement by denying their conviction, so we don't want to punish them by taking away the stuff they're stealing from you. It's like, what about the punishment of the people?
Right.
We're always last on the list.
Yeah.
Which is why we just saw this article and we talked about, this is something we talked about years ago.
Yeah.
Feds quietly consider reviving EPA's human testing program. This is where they put people in a room and literally turn on diesel engines and run
the
fumes.
Tailpipe.
Yeah, they hook up the tailpipe and they run it right into a room and you sit and breathe it. And they go, we're going to see how you react.
That does mess up your brain.
And what's even worse about that, Rob, was they were selecting and screening for people who already had respiratory issues and heart issues because they wanted to show an effect, a dramatic effect. Yeah, we had Lisa Jackson, who was head of the EPA at the time, had testified before Congress. She said, no, these fine particulate matter levels that we're talking about, we're not just talking about making people sick. We're talking about death. And then they expose people to 70 times that level so they can ratchet up the regulations. And so it's like this catch-22. It's like, well, are you lying to us in Congress, Or are you deliberately doing some kind of Joseph Mengele experiment on people?
And if you look at the weather modification laws that they have written, they can do all this as long as it's in a testing phase. So they can test on us all
Definitely.
Day long as they say, we're just testing.
Yeah,
we're just testing
just
on it.
Running some tests.
Oh, yeah, what's falling from the sky? Well, it's just a test. You know,
this is a test. If this were a real genocide, you would be dead by
yeah,
now. But
exactly.
Stay tuned for the
results.
We're
going to slow kill you because we want your tax money, you slave. So David, wake up out there. Wake up.
That's right. David Knight, Rob Dew, and Leanne McAdoo. And join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Jakari
at
Jackson.
7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Not Jakari Jackson will be there for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.